Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. Tonight is August 4th, 2017, and I am Julia Cannon, and so excited to be here. This is, it's just such a beautiful day. It's actually cooled down, so it's not our usual hot August here in Arkansas. People dread the Arkansas heat and humidity sometimes, but it's been really pretty. It rained and it cooled off, and it's just gorgeous. I had a whole pack of deer just out in my side yard earlier, and I mean, these are, because I live in the woods, everybody, so I'm just so blessed, and I'm so blessed with who we have tonight as our guests. I was on their show a couple of weeks ago, and we had such a blast. I mean, it was so much fun. And so I just didn't want it to end. So that's why I invited them to be on my show tonight, and so that you can all get to know them and everything. And I want you to know, if you have any questions of our guests, the call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to bring them in. This is Alan and Sandra, and they have the Twin Flame Divine Fire radio show on truthfrequency.com. And you guys were just so much fun, and it was even, I had another surprise too, whenever, you sent your bio in and everything for me to put up. Because this is one thing that we kept finding on the show that we did before, is all these similarities. Well, then when I saw that, it was like, well, my gosh. There's even more. But anyway, first of all, you guys, come on. Welcome aboard.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us, Julia. And yeah, we had a blast when we had you on our show. And the thing that we like to do on our show, and I think you do too, it's not only fun, but it's informative. It's a very light hour. Well, ours is 2 hours.
Right.
But yeah, we just loved having you on. And I mean, people just loved it. So we really appreciated you coming on. And to come on to your show, wow, we are just honored. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, it's my honor. Thank you. It was my honor. It was so much fun and my honor to be on your show. So I love this. I just love finding people out there that are, you know, the same, similar vibrations and just so much fun. isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah. We believe that by laughing and doing this in a light manner, that we're raising the frequency of everyone that's listening and allowing them to bring their frequency up and going, wow, you know, this is cool.
Well, yeah, you know, because we have so many bizarre things. I'll just say bizarre things going on today. And I mean, you know, it kind of seems like the world is going crazy sometimes. And what we do on our show is, you know, we kind of let you know what, there's more than what the media lets you know what's going on. There's good things going on out there. There are great people out there wanting to do some really great things and not get caught up in the 3D matrix that, you know, they kind of want to keep us in, you know, because when we're there, we are theirs.
Well, exactly. And like you said, that keeping you in that matrix, and that matrix is made up of fear and mayhem. And that just keeps us running in our little cages, in our circles, in our cages. And no, that's not where we, unless you like that. Now, if you like drama and like running around in circles in your little cage, fine. That's your prerogative, right?
Hey, nothing wrong with being a hamster, but I think we signed on for more than being hamsters.
Yeah,
you know?
We're not here to circle in.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. We don't like the hamster wheel. Absolutely not.
Me either.
we like the 0 point of gravity wheel.
That's there you go. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I like that term. Ooh. Well, I like to do exactly what you were doing on your show. I love to hear people's stories. I want, you know, and I want to see where they came from, what brought them to this point, because I'm sure you were not always the magnificent radio hosts and healers that you are today. You came from somewhere, just as everybody does. So I would love to hear your stories. And, you know, they could be, and I think they were individual, then they came together and then they did something. Oh, I'm getting all these tree stumps. See, that was the part that I was talking about, because my life did that a bunch too.
We came from a red hot mess is what we came from.
Yeah, pretty much. That could encapsulate our whole story right there.
Okay, show's over then.
All right, thanks for having us on. And,
Anytime.
Now, we came together over 30 years ago, and the synchronicities along the way were crazy. We only lived 3 hours apart. And I lived
actually, she lived in the Fort Leonard Wood area, and I lived just across the river from St. Louis. So, yeah, when we were listening to you talking about the deer and the humidity and the heat, we felt for you, definitely.
Although you wouldn't think this part, you know, especially in the woods and mountains, are not known for being so humid, but we are humid here. It's very humid.
So we only lived 3 hours apart. Most of our life, we didn't know it. And we had to go to Germany to meet. He was in the Army, and I was an Army wife. And I was very young. He was very young. And it was just almost like an atom bomb when we met. The room cleared out.
It was crazy. Yeah.
The energy.
Okay, so you
was...
separately, you were individual. Okay, you were married, Sandra, to somebody else.
Yes.
And then Alan, and then you all ended up in Germany?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had just gotten out of basic and advanced individualized training in the Army. And, of course, with my last name being Speer, spelled S-P-E-E-R, I wanted to go to my homeland, that was Germany. And somehow I ended up with it because they said, make sure you have a good second choice because you hardly ever get your first choice. And it was a no-brainer. Bing, bang, boom, done. I'm off to Germany.
Yeah. And wow. And he stepped off the bus, and I was walking with a friend, and I seen him, and he didn't see me, but I seen him, and I had just... I think Mandy had just been born, our older daughter, and I looked at my friend and I said, "Oh my God, I'm going to marry him." And oh, wow. She went, "You're crazy." And I went, "Okay, maybe I am, but I'm going to marry him." And voila, here we are.
Yeah. 31 years later. Yeah, here we are.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah,
we did get married, and it was very volatile. We were very young. We were very hot headed. We had major addictions.
Yeah.
We were very intelligent people, but we had issues going on. And lo and behold, I got pregnant with twins. And
oh, my goodness.
the ball was rolling then.
Well, let's kind of get to the twin flame part of the deal, because one of the things when we first really came together for the first time, we were at the NCO club in the little town that I was stationed in. And mm-hmm. I was kind of a free spirit, I mean, I did what I wanted.
No, you don't look like that at all, Alan. You look like a straight-laced, button-up type to me.
Yeah, I know, right? Thank you. People don't believe that when I tell it. But there was something there, Julia, when our eyes met, and we were not very far apart. And everything else, I swear, the NCO club was hopping. But everything mm-hmm. else in the NCO club just disappeared. For me, it did not exist anymore. And I didn't really know what it was. My first inclination at that point in time was just like, oh, well, you just had, maybe a couple of too many shots to get the night started and things are just hitting you wrong, or a little heavier than normal. But it was one of the oddest feelings that I'd ever had in my life. But we didn't know what any of this was back then. We had no clue.
It was 1985.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is all. I mean, this is barely beginning at that time. I mean, people need to realize that. That's what I tried to keep reminding the younger folks, is this stuff wasn't always around and always prevalent like it is now.
You didn't hear things like that. You didn't.
No.
I don't even think you could go to the library and look at things like this.
Yeah.
It wasn't until later on when you could get on the internet and it was like, why do I have all of these things that are going on? We didn't just have that. We had synchronicities that were crazy because we went through these volatile times where we did get married. We had our children. Mm-hmm. We went our separate ways because I was very devoted to being a mom. And mm-hmm. We just couldn't maintain a household because we still had all of the things that we were going to have to go through.
Well, at that point in time, it was a very 3D relationship.
Yes,
I mean, it really mm-hmm. was. We knew something was different, but we had no clue what it was. We had no idea how to navigate it. We didn't even know what we were doing half the time. I mean, I was busy working and, constantly, and we had the children, and life was crazy. And then when you add into that the dynamic of what Sandra and I are, it just really magnified it tremendously. Mm-hmm. You know, so we didn't know what was going on. Needless to say, yeah, volatile. That's a very nice way to put it. yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and carry either we can pick up what you just dropped, or we can go ahead and go forward and then come back and get that.
Needless to say, 24 years went by.
Okay.
And we had separated. We came together at a 10-year point when mm-hmm. Our daughter was pregnant with our first grandchild. And mm-hmm. his father had passed away. And I told the girls, I said, let's go see your dad. Believe it or not, when we separated. So Alan hadn't seen the girls in over 10 years.
Oh, wow. And
yeah, and I was very, very heavy into addiction at that point. Okay. I was just kind of aimlessly wandering. That's the only way mm-hmm. I can put it. I had no clue what was going on from day to day, and you know, the sad existence. I mean, and that's all it was an existence. I mean, I mm-hmm. was just kind of taking up space and had no real purpose. But yeah, we split up in what, 91?
Mm-hmm.
And then right at 2002, we came back together, you know, approximately 10 years, you know, give or take a little bit. And it was crazy. That meeting was just like, whoa.
He touched my hand on the front porch and an electric shock went through me. And I went, oh no, I can't do this again.
I know which man.
And another 10 years went by mm-hmm. before we reconnected again. His father had passed away. And mm-hmm. His mother had passed away. His mother had passed away. And my girls had said, Mom, I had a dream. They're very, very gifted children. And one of them called and said, Mom, I had a dream that Grandma Shirley died. And I said, so did I. Let me see if I can track down your dad. Mm-hmm. And what's really funny is he was in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and I was in Colorado. And
again, we were only about
three hours apart,
but we didn't know it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. So it just, a lot of things came out at that time. It was like we had grown up. We were completely different people, but we were drawn to each other to a point where we couldn't understand it. We couldn't stop talking. We couldn't stop communicating. He became my best friend.
You know how whenever you have so long of a period of time when you don't speak with someone, you kind of have to relearn who they are, Julia?
Yes.
We didn't go through that. We when my dad died, we met and we didn't skip a beat. But things were a lot calmer then, thankfully.
That's good. Yeah.
You know, and the same thing when my mom died. Mm-hmm. And we started talking again. It was just like, it hasn't really changed. If anything, for whatever reason, we've gotten closer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it didn't seem like any time had passed at all.
Yeah.
And so to move forward a little bit, we did take about a 3-year process of uh-huh. just communicating back and forth. And on Easter, we decided I was very ill at the time. I was dying. And I decided I wanted to bring the whole family together in Estes Park, Colorado. We rented a cabin and we were bringing the kids in, the grandkids in, and we have a slew of them. And We were like, something's got to give. Life is just too amazing for us to be in this routine, this routine. I was a brain injury tech, and he was an on-air personality. And
yeah, it was,
there was a lot of things that were going on. And I was very ill, and I was going to have a surgery the next month. And I wanted to make sure if something happened to me, I brought the whole family together so we could see that dynamic as a whole. Mm-hmm. And
it was magical.
It was magical. Oh, it was. The, yeah, the pictures that were taken, there were orbs everywhere. I get goosebumps just talking about it. And it was just an amazing 4 days. And at that point, it started speeding up. It was like the universe saying, come on, guys, do you get it yet? Do you get it? And we had this picture of this beautiful cabin. And we both had the dream that we were going to be in a cabin on a mountain. And lo and behold, we did come back together. We gave up everything, both of us. And
I walked away from radio in Cheyenne so we could be together. And I didn't know what was going to happen. But I approached it with the sense that I'm not going to have any what ifs in my life.
Yeah. No regrets.
You know.
Right.
What if I would have done this? What if I, you know, and I stepped out of my comfort zone, than to play it safe and then later on go, I wonder what would have happened if I would have done this, you know?
Yeah.
So it was quite the process, but I will tell you that I became like this walking miracle for a while after I had the surgery. They just did not understand. I had a tumor that was the size of a grapefruit that just disappeared during that weekend in Estes Park. And then I had my surgery and I told Alan, I said, I'm going under. And when I go under, either I'm not going to make it or I'm going to come out a different person. Well, the latter of the two happened.
Fantastic.
And it's like, I do not have time to mess around. There are miracles that are unfolding in front of everyone all the time. And we miss them because we're so busy getting up, going to work. Yeah. Taking the kids to school, coming home. We miss all the beauty around us.
In our little cages that we're running around in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so there were things that we wanted to accomplish. We were living in a little house and we had these mystical things start happening. And it was like we didn't understand them, but we flowed with them. And we believe to this day that we are what they call faith twins. We're going to walk the walk, talk the talk. It doesn't matter what we go through. We're going to show people that you can do this if you walk in faith. And that's what we do every day. We've had the most amazing transformation. It did end up going up on the mountain. And Alan said, how are we going to do this? I said, an angel's coming, sweetheart, an angel's coming. And the landlord at our old place said he wasn't going to renew the lease, but he cried when he said it.
It was an amazing thing. Yeah.
And five minutes from his house, I get a phone call from up on the mountain, the cabin we had looked at. And they said, the cabin's empty. Do you want it?
Yeah, we've been waiting. We've been waiting for it.
And we were so broke. And Alan's like, how are we going to do this? I said, an angel's coming. Mm-hmm. And the angel looked a little bit different than what we expected.
We found out they come in all shapes and sizes and in different conditions.
Yes.
I'll say that.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
But it was, nevertheless, it was our angel, our saving grace.
Yeah.
And we went up on the mountain and we experienced the most amazing portal, vortex, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, my gosh.
And our frequency started going through the roof to the point that when we were in Skype with people, Alan would disappear. His human form would disappear. We have pictures of him turning into nothing but light.
Yeah, more like being
fantastic.
Kind of like being consumed.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
So, and that's one of the ways that we met our good friend, Michael, from Mr. MB333 on YouTube. He does energy reports and things.
He's a self-described watchman. And what he does is he puts out a lot of good YouTube videos and kind of lets people know what's going on, not only on the planet, you know, like when it comes to like weather phenomenon, like what we're going through right now, especially, but he keeps an eye on what's going on in the solar system with the sun and kind of how that affects everything, which of course it does, mm-hmm. how it affects everything here in the planet. And he's a very awake individual. He is a fantastic human being, just a wonderful guy. And the work he does, he has a passion for it. And we were just kind of immediately drawn to Michael because of the passion, his level of awareness of what is going on. And he's just been a godsend to us, just a wonderful person.
But he looked at the pictures, he's looked at the videos, he's looked at everything that we had, and he went, oh, my goodness, you guys' frequency is off the chain. And so we got really comfortable, though, but the big wallop is coming. Okay. So we're up on the we're up on the mountain for 2 years, and we do what every person does when they first awake. They want to help people. They want to teach people. And so we learned that we had a special skill set. And we were really good at it, but there came a time when we were so bogged down that we didn't leave the cabin. We didn't go out and experience the nature.
Except for me tramping around the woods, getting wood for our, our stove, you know, because up there, that's what our heat was. We couldn't afford the baseboard heaters, which would have been like, I don't know, $500-$600 a month. We're like, no, we can't afford that. Right. So it was me, my chainsaw, and an old pickup truck, and a lot of time in the woods getting firewood, you know.
But the time up there was beautiful. It really was. Yeah. But we started to notice a deterioration, and things started just falling by the wayside, and we're like, oh, no, what's going on? And so walking in faith, we knew something's going on, but what is it that we're not seeing? Well, what we weren't seeing is it was time to leave the mountain. Mm. And the mountain was basically pushing us off. And we went on a 52-day adventure, which, let me tell you, when I told Alan, he said, adventure? Have you lost your mind?
That's putting it nicely.
We don't like to call it one thing, but we call it displaced. We were about to be displaced, and we were raising our grandson, who is more like our son. And we said, it's time for you to go to dad's for a while, because we're going to have to get uncomfortable here, and we don't want to drag you around. And we went into the wilderness, and we helped so many people.
Oh, my gosh.
And I kept asking the universe, I'm like, why are we going here? How are we going to find people to help? And all I heard was, they will come to you. Mm. And they did.
Oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable, Julia, the amount of people that we ran into that were yearning for that something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them knew, some of them didn't know. But, I mean, there was one point where we had camped, and we had, what, that last day,
22 people show up.
Oh, my goodness.
Wanting to have energy work done. Yeah. And one lady could barely speak English. And she said, my husband said, I mean, come and see you. And so we just kind of looked at her and we went, okay.
All right. Okay, we're good with that.
But we went in all different weather. You wouldn't think that it would be freezing. It was freezing up there. We would get hailstorms. It would be so hot. There's desert area. And what we seen was beautiful, and then the sun would go down and people would come out, and sometimes you'd be scared to death. And we experienced that. And towards the end of it, right before we went into the desert, we got contacted by one of our dear angels that just, we are such sisters and brothers and so soul connected. And they said, we're going to fly you to Washington when you come out of the wilderness. You need some downtime. You need to relax and not worry about anything. And we stayed in a little cabin, and we were there 22 days, and it shifted everything in our life to the point of, wow, you know, we have kept the faith. We have done what we are supposed to, and everything shifted. And we walked out of there completely different people. And we went a couple more places, and we ended up here for a little while before we went to New York. and went to visit another couple, and they sent plane tickets and said, come and spend time with us in New York. So we went on this amazing adventure, and we came back to Colorado, and we stayed with a beautiful woman, Michelle Padilla. And
She's our angel.
She's our angel.
Absolutely.
And she's listening right now. Hi, Michelle.
Giving Michelle a shout out. Yeah, baby. Okay.
So, but as the story goes on, there's more shifting taking place. And we
Before you go there, though, I mean, going back to when we were out in our 52 days, I think you'll agree with me on this, hon, that was a very important time for us to just totally disengage and get down to the root of what we were actually going through and what we were.
And why we were here.
Yeah.
And
we were stripped down to the bone, basically, because, I mean, all we had was us. We didn't have any distraction. There was nothing else. And, you know, and I'm not trying to be dramatic or anything, but it was hard. It was really hard. Some of it was wonderful. The night sky in Colorado at 9,000 feet is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. But then you have that time to where there's just you two, and that's when everything comes out. You know, a lot of the stuff that we've been taught to, you know, keep down because that's a little unseemly, you know, and we don't need to talk about that or whatever. Everything came out.
We called it the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
Because number one, when you're a woman and you're out in the wilderness for 52 days, there's no such thing as makeup.
You don't hide anything.
And there's no such thing as just walking into the bathroom and taking a shower.
Or flipping a switch and you have coffee in 10 minutes or whatever.
And you turn on a faucet, you have water. In fact, when we came out of the wilderness, I stood in front of a toilet and flushed it like 3 times and went, oh my God, that's so cool. But we were told no phone, no computer, no electronic items whatsoever. And I've got to tell you folks, we had withdrawals. We were connected to so much electrical things that our bodies literally went through withdrawals for the first week or so.
Yeah. I didn't want the story to go any further, though, than letting that be known, because it was very important. I think I think it's kind of an important facet in what we went through, because if we hadn't gone through that,
we wouldn't. We came out of that, though, and we came to
We did the Washington
Denver
thing.
Before you go forward a little bit, I want to let's emphasize that just a little bit more, because I wanted to add, because I talked about having a similar situation in my story, my life, where, you know, and sometimes that happens, and you are stripped down to the bone, and I mean, you lose everything, and it makes you question everything. And as I was saying on your show, that's when I actually grew. I had the biggest, you know, I grew so much spiritually, and that's when I started learning about these abilities that I have. They were starting to come in and stuff. So I grew so much during that time. And I think it was because all the distractions were gone, and that was probably why it had to happen, was to get me back in touch with me. So did you find something, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you found? Because that's what I want to emphasize that to people, because sometimes when you're in the middle of it, it's not, like you're saying, it's not fun. And it takes a little, usually it's on when you get on the other side, and maybe several years on the other side, that you start realizing, oh my gosh, that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. You know, it may have been ugly, but it was wonderful.
Sometimes you learn more falling flat on your face than you do walking upright.
Oh, yeah.
Walking upright, you go, hey, I got this. But if you're flat on your face, you have no option but to grow. And
grow or you go.
One of the two.
And I don't say that flippantly, really, but I mean, we've seen some people go. I mean, we really have. I mean, when times get tough, you know, you have that free will choice. Either you can stay in the faith and stick it out and see what the universe has in store for you, or you can say, nope, you know, I'm done. I'm going to either go back to the 3D matrix or I'm going to do this all over again in the next lifetime. Yeah. And unfortunately, we've seen and heard of a number of people in the spiritual community do just that. And we
Why would you say that's happening? Is it just that it's just too hard? Do they think it's just too hard, or it's what's your thought on that? Why they go back?
I think it's too hard. I mean, you know, and I'm just being totally candid. There have been a number of times, especially when we were out on our 52 days, you know, that we thought, why are we doing this? Because mm-hmm. it is so painful. Getting down to the bone, if you're truly purging what you need to purge, it's painful.
It's very painful.
I mean, if people go through this, I'm sorry, and I don't mean to be judgmental here or anything, but if people go through the purging process and they're like, oh, that wasn't so bad, I've got to say, okay, I'm glad, but are you sure you dug deep enough?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the first question that pops up into my head, because what we went through, and I'm not going to lie, we still go through it to a degree today. Mm-hmm. You know, but
you're never
not
done. Right. You're never done.
No, exactly. And that's why we kind of chuckle at some folks who are just like, oh, well, I've examined this issue, or I've purged this, or mm-hmm. I've, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah. We used to think that too. And hopefully you have, but you know, just don't be surprised if it kind of boomerangs and slaps you in the back of the head.
Exactly. Because you know, that's what will happen, because you have to deal with it at some point.
Yeah.
You say,
when the universe wants your attention, they're going to get your attention.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes. you can't fake your way through this. I mean, you think you can give it lip service? That ain't going to work.
When you are stripped down and you're cleaved open and every personal thing about you and every thing that you have shoved down so that you can't, you don't want people to see you angry. You don't want them to see you upset. You don't want them to see you hurt. So a lot of times we push that down.
Well, we've been taught that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've been taught, you can't do that. Why can't we do that? If we could all do that, this world may not be so screwed up the way it is.
Exactly. Because you know, that's where a lot of the stuff comes from, is from where everybody's pushed everything down and then they just, it just explodes.
Yeah. And you know, bless them, mom and dad, you know, love them to death. They love us. We know that. But we get so much from them. They got so much from their parents and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it wasn't from bad intention. It was just, this is the way we do it.
Right.
So we look back on that, and I didn't have a good childhood, but I loved my mom and dad, you know, mm-hmm. and they taught me to be strong. And I've got to tell you, had I not went through all the things I went through, I don't think I'd be that strong-willed person that I am today. But I had to be strong-willed, cleave myself open, and let all of those things that I believed go away. It's time for people to take their power back.
Amen. Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
Yeah. We get in a victim mode that says, well, I've been abused, so it's ruined my life. No, angel, it just made you superhuman. Step into your power and realize you have gifts. I have not met one person that has been abused physically, sexually, mentally, whatever it may be, that I have met with and said, okay, the very first time you were abused, what special, I call them superpower, did you step into? It's almost like we are here and we're going through trauma. Yes, we are. But trauma base will open up gifts that people don't even realize they have. They can walk into a room. They sense when somebody else is abused. They can walk into a room and they can sense when somebody is in deep, dark night of souls. They can walk into a room and if they're happy, they can sense the happy. Problem being is, being an abused child, you pick up everyone else's emotions and don't know your own.
Mm-hmm.
So there are special gifts that come with this. And we've taught people that you're jaded once you've been abused and it ruins your life. No, I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I will refuse to believe that until the day I die. And even when I die, my energy is going to come back and help some more people.
That's right.
So
I can see you just floating all over the place. Just so I told you I'd be back.
You can't get rid of me that easy. Nah.
There is so much to learn, and we never stop learning. And I am just here to say, if people are waking up, if they can just walk in faith and realize that if you allow the universe to flow through you rather than fight it, mm-hmm. with those old beliefs that we have.
Oh, and that's the biggest thing too, fighting it.
You can become anything.
Julia. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that resistance. That's when you get those knocks up the head, you know, the 2x4s or the 10x6s or whatever.
I couldn't let that go by, sorry.
You're right.
We feel you.
Oh, goodness.
Our big thing that happened. Oh, go ahead. I cut her off and I didn't mean to.
No. Mm-mm.
Our big thing that happened is I kept telling Alan, when we went through this journey, something big is coming. We've all had that feeling. Something big is coming.
Yeah.
I feel it. I know it. Something mm-hmm. big is coming. Absolutely. And he'd always look at me and go, oh boy, here we go.
Here we go.
And so I told him, I just know it's huge. I know it's huge. And so he wanted to get back into radio here in Denver. It was a bigger market. And
tougher to get into, but I wanted to give it a shot.
Yeah. And we didn't hear nothing.
Nothing. Nope.
And I went, honey, the universe is telling us this is not the route. And I looked at him one day and I said, what is it that you want in a radio station? He goes, I want to align. I want to be myself. I don't want people telling me how I need to act or how I need to talk.
How many words I can say during a break or any of that. I just want to be with good people that are, you know, live and let live kind of people. Just like, here you go, do your thing, you know, mm-hmm. and the alignment. I wanted the alignment. I didn't want any of the 3D, you know, and I understand money's important. I understand that. I get it. But, you know, it's being placed above everything else, even above integrity. And I can't stand that. It's just like, it's money, you know, right. what about the people that are listening mm-hmm. to, you know, your programming, you know, you're getting away from everything.
Right.
So we had brought our grandson up to stay with us one weekend, and he says, Mom, I really miss you, but I just really feel like you and Gramps are in the right place and something's coming. And we were like, wow. You know, this 13-year-old kid has some wise words. Mm-hmm. And the next morning we got up and Gabe has always seen us dance. When we get really stressed out, Alan will play a song and we'll dance. And it's usually Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah.
And we dance and it's very emotional. And it's a time to purge and be intimate and share the love. And our grandson got up off of the couch that morning and danced with me. And it was the most emotional experience I've ever had. Mm-hmm. I thought, done right. This child is so wise for his age. And he's still a kid. He still does things like kids do. But he got up and he danced with me. And he said, Mom, I just wanted you to know I love you. And I thought, you treat your wife like that. Oh, we need more men like you in this world. And it was just the next morning. We'll never forget it. It was the 5th of November. And we get up and we get a message from the owner of Truth Frequency Radio and said, if Alan wanted to go into radio, why didn't you ask me? And we were like, only because you're huge. And and Truth Frequency has a lot of conspiracy things on it, but it has some of the best programming. And it's on iHeartRadio, so it's available to people as they're in their cars and they're going. Mm-hmm. And we were just so excited. And we were like, we knew it was coming. We knew something big was coming. Now is our time. We can bring all of these people that helped us shift and bring it to people waking up. And let's wake the world up. Let's wake them up and shake them and say, come on, get with it. You can be anything your heart desires. The universe wants to give it to you.
Yes. Yes, exactly. You know, and that's what it's all about. It's just that's what I'm always saying. And I said this on your show too. We are great and powerful beings, and we just forgot who we are. And it's like, and it's just kind of wake up. And I know that's what they're doing on the other side. I mean, our guides and everybody, our helpers over there are probably, will you wake up?
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting there watching two of them. Well, do you think they're going to get it yet? I don't know. I don't know if they're going to get it. Well, we got time. Let's just sit here and watch what they do. Okay, I got nothing else to do. I'll just watch.
We must be such great entertainment. Yeah,
we've got to be. I love that one Facebook meme when it says, here's what my guardian angel must look like. And it's got a statue, an elegant looking statue doing a face palm. You know, just like, oh my God, what are you doing? I love that one.
Yep.
So we know ours is probably flat on the ground with her face just shaking her head in her hands and going,
can I be reassigned, please? I want somebody different.
But even as we speak, there are things over the next few months that we haven't really said anything about that are unfolding with Alan and I. Mm-hmm. And we're so excited. Come September, we'll be telling people all about it. But we truly do believe that if you open up and walk in faith, even though it looks like everything has fallen apart, actually it's fallen apart to come together the right way.
Yeah,
we've got this pattern and the hamster wheel, and we can't get off. It's time to get off the wheel. And
well, it's kind of like if you're remodeling your house and you want to do an add-on, if you want to expand on your house, it's going to get a little messy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you're going to have to tear out walls. You're going to have to do a number of things.
And you're going to have to get rid of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You have to clean out. You have to clear out. So, you know, don't expect that it's going to be a cakewalk, because it's not.
Oh, and if you choose not to clean it out, the universe will send mice to eat it so they destroy it, and you will get rid of it, because that's what happened to us.
My gosh, I never thought of that.
we had purged so much, we put stuff in storage, and we went back. Because we were going to move it to Denver, and we walked in the storage unit, and I know 75% of it was destroyed from mice over the winter.
Gosh. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And
so we salvaged a little bit.
So there again, we tried to hang on to it, and the universe said, guess what? I got a surprise for you.
Mm-hmm. Something you said a little bit ago, and that was about it was after the purging and everything, and it was like telling you, it's like, it's all about, well, you said something about phase twins. Is that what you called it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Faith twins. Okay. I don't know why I heard an S in there. Okay. that may be something else. That's going to like, I've never heard of that. Wow. Okay. Anyway, but there was a major thing you said there, because that's what happened with me when it was like I was being told to let go and start just letting go of everything and stuff. And it was sending people to tell me what to let go of and different things. And I just started releasing. It was that old stuff from the life when I thought I used to be successful, you know, and all that stuff you hang on to, like you said. And it was like, and it was just different messengers were coming and saying, no, it's time to get rid of all this. Why do you have it? You know? And I'm like, I don't know. I thought, I don't know. Yeah. And then, but as I was doing that, then I was being shown people. It was like I had some people in my life, and they were doing the weirdest things. They were saying one thing and they were doing other things and stuff. And it was just like really messing with my head. And so then I was like, well, why is this happening? I was just asking them, and they said, well, we're just showing you that, you know, what kind of people do you want to be associated with? Do you want to align yourself with? You want to align yourself with the people that say one thing and do another, or do you want to align yourself with people who walk their talk?
Yeah.
So it's just like what you said. And so then I said, oh, I get it. And that was when it was time to start releasing people from my life, you know, because it's like they're picking one thing at a time. You know, I was like, first it's things, and then it's food, then it's people. And I was like, but it was like from that point, I said, okay, no, I choose to only align myself and only associate with those people that are walking their talk. So, and it was hard. That's hard when you start letting people go. So,
and you know what? We've noticed in a major shift time when we're getting ready to shift in a major way. Mm-hmm. And this is just a hint and something that we've noticed that if you haven't talked to people in like 2 or 3 years or even less, but they're people that you haven't talked to and you're getting ready to shift and you notice that your life seems like it's, oh, here we go again. Because you'll notice the shifts when they're coming. We'll have people that will contact us out of the blue that we haven't talked to in years. And we'll know, oh, the energy, the frequency is going up. And we're still in this energy. And there are people that don't want you to move that frequency up because then you kind of separate from them for a while. Not, it doesn't necessarily mean all the time, forever. It just means you've got to bring your frequency up and get aligned with nature and with the earth and get ready for this major shift.
Yeah.
And we notice that people start falling by the wayside and then they'll contact you and try to latch on. And it's like, oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So
something I want to mention is you had in your bio that you're both frequency healers. And I had not heard that term before. Can you, because we're going to run out of time and not be able to talk about everything. So do you want to talk about that a little bit? What is that?
Frequency healers, we have the ability, we can, when Ellen and I are talking together, he has his frequency, I have my frequency. But when we work on people, we use music, our energy, and our voices. And we can shift energy. Like people will have residual energy from past lives or from trauma when they were a child. When we start doing work on them, we go in together. We are a team. And we start moving and getting them oscillating again. So we can go in and see. I'm a seer and I'm a feeler. So I can kind of go in and I can see where people have blockages of residual energy and I get them moving and move as much out of the way as I can so that they can step into a new energy. And if they pay attention after they have work done within 72 hours, something major shifts in their life.
Fantastic.
And we have yet to see that fail with every time, Julia, within 72 hours, they'll say, oh my God, I haven't talked to this person in forever and they just got a hold of me, or my twin who I haven't talked to, all of a sudden, you know, they just popped up and now we're talking again. But I mean, every time something major has happened.
So because you because the blockages are gone, they're removed.
Yes. Yeah. So they're holding on to this residual energy where it creates pain in their body, like you say, your book. When you have pain in your body, it's your body telling you, you need to pay attention. And when we see the pain in the body, we go in and help them move that energy so that it can move up and out.
And I love the way Julia put that, too. I mean, the basic characteristic of the book and a lot of the messages she was getting through were just like, the universe will get your attention. And when nothing else works, they're like, okay, time to start working on the body because we know you're going to respond to pain or discomfort or illness.
Exactly.
Or
pain gets your attention.
Yes, it does. So that's what we do. We're and our voices on the radio, we believe that the frequency will wake people up and allow the energy to move if they have anything that is a residual energy in their body and they're listening to the radio show, it will shift it.
And I'm getting the message. Okay, let's put it out there right now and tell everyone, because if they didn't understand that, if you have issues going on right now, if you have anything that you want cleared because you're listening to them now on the show, just ask for it to be cleared and allow them and their frequency to do that with you. That, oh boy, that, ooh, now that's coming in real strong, real strong. That was like, tell them now, they need to know this is how, because it, this is how it works. This is how frequency and energy works. It's all around us. And so it's just as simple as that, because that's what they do. Their frequency, just by listening to them on this show, you can just ask, okay, whatever it is you have, just say, okay, allow this to be released, and it will all happen. Am I speaking the truth?
You're speaking the truth.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And usually within 72 hours, something major will happen and they're going to notice, what the heck is that? Think back. Were you listening to the show? Did you have something happen? Were you holding on to something you
really
need to
unusual.
Let go?
Something really unusual. Yeah, something out of the ordinary. Be looking. And you have to be open to it, though. I mean, you have to be looking for it. I mean, don't just say, yeah, well, you know, that just happened because whatever. Yeah.
If you don't have the faith and believe in it,
yeah.
Right.
Well.
Yeah.
That's what we always say, trust, allow, and believe.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Faith will take you a long way.
Yes, yes. You know, when I was on your show, you made a comment, Sandra, something about how we'd probably be surprised at how many people or how many lives we touch or how many, you know, we affect or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because right after, it was like probably the next day, probably within 72 hours. No.
Yeah.
I was looking on Netflix for something to watch, you know, because I'll usually, while I'm eating, I want to watch something, you know, and stuff. That's my only time that I do TV. Yeah. And it's on my, I don't watch the network's things, you know, I watch, you know, my things, whatever I want to watch. And it was so funny. I was looking through there and I was just like, well, what looks like it might be interesting? And then there was this. It was a show that had, I think it had two, it only had two series so far, I mean, two seasons so far, so hopefully it's going to continue. But it was called Touch. Have you heard of that show?
No.
No, we haven't. Touch?
Touch. I'm not sure how old it is, but the star, you know, the main character is Kiefer Sutherland, and it's got big people in it, which surprised me, first of all. So it's like, okay, first of all, it's like, okay, that's cool. Kiefer Sutherland is into this. but it's main, I mean, it's about this little boy and his abilities, but the main theme of it is it shows how everyone is connected and things that you do may, you know, will affect somebody else and you have no idea. And it was showing it. It was like all these different people's stories and you're like, okay, why? And all over the world. And then you're like, why are they showing me this? And by the end of it, it shows you the connections of all of them. Oh, you know, what was happening, why they were all, you know, why they were showing them to you. And what one person did, it was one minor little thing. It affected, and it may have done a domino effect to all the other lives or something. But it was something. It's like, oh, my gosh, this is so cool. And I love that it's on where you can access it on TVs and computers, people can get it. You know, I love what's around now.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Touch. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah,
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We enjoyed being on the show today.
Oh,
I'm telling
gosh,
you, we haven't done this in a long time. So it was,
it's quite different. Been wonderful. Well, before we run out of time, can you tell people, because I mentioned it briefly at the beginning, but if you want to reiterate again, how they can find you and you know, and all about your show and stuff again there.
Okay, they can find us at truthfrequencyradio.com or tfrlive.com because we just recently switched that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're under Twin Flame Divine Fire, Sandra and Alan on that page. Or they can contact us through our website. And this is kind of long, guys, so.
Yeah, so just kind of bear. Okay, it's twinflamedivinefire.wixsite, wixsite.com. /divine-fire-. So it's twinflamedivinefire.wixsite.com/divine-fire-.
If you bring up Twin Flame Divine Fire on Google, it'll bring up our website.
It should.
And you just click on it.
Perfect.
And
okay.
There's a link to the website on the radio.
That thing's way too long.
It's way too long.
Well, and you guys have, I mean, it was an honor for me to be on there, but I was looking at like some of your guests that you've had and that you are having, I mean, it's wonderful what you are doing with your show. It is just, you know, that's such a force for good out there. And so thank you for being here and for being out there. 'Cause that's what it's all about.
We're trying.
Mm-hmm. We've got more people that are saying, oh, we want to be on the show. That's cool. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're just like you. We just want people to be the best them they can be. And mm-hmm. you know, and that's what it should be about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just, yeah, be, like you were saying in the beginning, be your authentic self. Yes. But first you got to find out who that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
It might be buried under a lot of gunk too. So
mm-hmm. I guarantee you, you like the person once you get down there to it.
Amen, sister.
Amen. That's it.
Might have to go through some gunk to get there, but you will like that person.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you. Okay. I've been given the 60-second warning here. So, what I'd like to do is, do you have a message that you'd like to share as like a final message for everybody?
I think the best message that I would like to say is step into your power. Quit giving your power away. No matter what you've been through in your life, if you can step into your power, it opens up the most magical kingdom.
You're more than society says you are. Much more. Much, much more. It's not about what you have or who you know or what you do. It's about who you really are.
Shine your light.
Yes, that's perfect. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, Alan and Sandra, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Julia.
Wonderful having you here. And we're going to have to sign off. So thank you, everyone, for being with us. And as always, we love you and come back. I love that you're always here with me, and thank you for supporting us with your love and your loyalty. So thank you again, Alan and Sandra, and everyone.
Thank you. Namaste, angels.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Namaste. Yes. Thank you, everyone, and good night.